Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so for some people that may have not heard this, or, you know, everybody kind of knew about it last year, it blew up, which was awesome. And just to let people behind the scenes, we didn't book any guests. Nolan, my producer, is now, you know, he's with Coleman at night. Nolan was, we had people reaching out to us asking about coming on. There were certain people I talked to said, hey, see if so-and-so would be interested because I want to make sure they have an opportunity to get in. And then I had people texting me during the show saying, is it okay for this person to call in? Like Ray Lewis calls in at the very end of the show and got a chance to talk to Mo, and it was really cool. And had we not done a longer show, it was only supposed to be 3 hours. We went 4.5 for the Big Mo show. And today is the 1 year anniversary. And people are like, well, why aren't you playing it today? Well, last year, remember, we didn't have the Orioles going on.
Right.
And so we have the Oriole game tonight, which we can't play tonight. And then all the shows going on throughout the day. So what I did is I posted it on social media. So it's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. You can Google Big Mo Show. It's one of the first things that pops up. And you got all the links to every single hour to listen to it if you choose to do so. But just to kind of fill you guys in, and I know you heard some of this already, but one of people's favorite moments of that night is when we had John Harbaugh on, and Mo had no problem telling him he wasn't prepared for the Titans last year.
Well, I really think you guys are going to make it all the way to the Super Bowl this year, because last year you guys did amazing, but I think the Titans were just more prepared than you guys were, I think. I don't know, but we're going to make it all the way this year. I just know it.
So with that clip, it's a kid showing you that he has no problem saying anything. He didn't mean it to come across as like you guys weren't as prepared.
Honest. He was right. As honest. He didn't mean to come across as honest as you think he was. Don't explain what he said. Why is Jeremy explaining what Mo said?
I don't know.
It was so good.
He don't need you to explain.
He caught me off guard and I went,
See, I would have been like, damn right.
Yeah.
Tell him, Mo. Hey, John, Mo, won't you tell him?
John laughed it off and answered the question and talked to him about it, and that was cool. And the other thing, just like some side notes of all the stuff that was leading up for Mo, we had different celebrities, actors, musicians, like the voices of SpongeBob, like all these people that that were sending videos to Mo. And the videos, like Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, sent him one.
Oh, really?
We had Stone Cold Steve Austin was calling him every Sunday to check in on him, which was one of the, like, I was reaching out trying to get Stone Cold on. And you guys know this. We have the ability through connections to get certain stuff or have things done. You never use those because you're like, man, it's not professional. It's not. With Mo, I used every single outlet I had and embarrassed the hell out of myself trying to find people to send videos. And so it was really cool. But one of my favorite moments on the show was I'm because we're in the pandemic, Nolan's back here at the studio. I'm at Mo's house. I was the engineer, so I had to set up all the equipment. And we had a faulty mic that was going in and out, and it was the mic that I was using. So we're coming back from a commercial break, and my mic goes out, and here's Mo just taking over.
Hold on. Jeremy's mic is off, so I guess I'm taking it. I guess I'm doing the whole show by myself now. But anyway, if you're just joining us, this is the Big Mo Show. You are not dreaming. This is the Big Mo Show.
Can you hear me now?
All right, there's Jeremy.
We I don't know what happened.
I got him back now. This. We got him back now.
I'm not going to be able to hear Nolan in my ears, but
So Mo was just ready to take over. Now, I say this to a lot of people.
He sounded disappointed that you were back. He was.
Think about when you were 14. I'm 14 years old. Now, this kid's been calling radio shows since he was 9, but 14 years old, and not only did I ask him and Rob, we've all been in radio. I said, do you want to drive the show? So you bring us in and out of commercial breaks. And he was like, yeah. Like, if you'd give me the option, I'm like, you do it. Like, you do it. I'll you just come to me when you're ready for me. And he was just ready to talk. There were a couple other moments on the show that were, to me, really impressive. And some of the clips that we're not getting to. But he started off the show, and just to tell you who Mo is, he started off the show with a moment of silence for his friend that just died from cancer. So, and I always tell people, like, think about wanting something so much in your life. And he was so excited when I told him about the radio show. We signed him to a one-day contract. I still have that paper. And that this whole day, he was just so excited that he eventually fell asleep. And he said he was getting his beauty rest before the show started. So to give that, to think about getting something you've wanted for so long and it's yours, and the first thing you want to do is share it with someone else. So he did a moment of silence at the beginning of the show. We had all types of, Buck Showalter, Brandon Hyde, Trey Mancini, Adam Jones called in from Japan. Yeah. And then on the flip side from, you know, football, like Torrey Smith, Ray Lewis, John Harbaugh, we had multiple Ravens. We had wrestlers calling in. Roman Reigns called in, and Mo's mom, Sonzi, was blushing, so I kept giving her a hard time. And Mo's like, don't geek out, Mom. Come on, stop geeking out. I'm giving her a hard time. I was like, she's blushing. Look at her. She's so excited to talk to him. And Mo was like, yeah. He was like so excited that I'm just like busting his mom's chops, and he was laughing about it. But the one thing, like, just to tell you how good he was and on the fly, my show was from 6 to 9. And I told Mo we'd go as long as he wanted. And so we're coming back from one of the commercial breaks playing one of his theme songs we used to play for him. And he comes up with this word. Once we started to go into a little bit of overtime, but he changed the words up.
Well, it's a big show. Oh. It's a big bad show tonight.
You remember what I used to sing when you would call in?
Well, it's a big mo.
That was it.
Yeah.
So, you want to tell everybody what we're into right now?
We're into overtime.
So he dropped it on us. And the first time he dropped it, too, was at the end of a segment. It was at the end. Like, so we're finishing up 9 o'clock and getting ready, or 8 o'clock going into, like, 9 o'clock. And I said, do you want to keep it going? He goes, let's take this crazy train and keep it rolling into overtime. And I'm like, who the hell is this kid? But it's, like, I got to say this, guys. It's been really cool and really weird this past, I guess, 2 months. You guys know it. Like, when you get on Facebook, you have these things that pop up almost every single day, like a memory.
Right.
And all this time last year. And Rob, I know you'll remember this because we met up at Wayward.
Yes.
On a Friday night. That's when I started the fundraising thing, where we end up raising over $50,000, but with people just sending me money on Venmo and PayPal for Mo's family. And I'd come out and I said, damn, man, I just mentioned this not that long ago. And I already have like $1,200 in the account. And by the time I left there, there was like 2,000 and some. Like, and we were having a good time. I get home, turn my phone off, or, you know, plug my phone in, turn it down. I wake up in the morning and I see all these, you know, messages and, like, you know, you're getting texts from Venmo and PayPal. Someone sent you this, someone sent you that. I woke up in the morning and we had, I want to say it was like $5,000 overnight. And then in the next like 6 or 7 days, we raised 50 grand. And we've been doing all this stuff, the street naming. So Mo Gabaway, for people that are going to be going to Ravens games this year, you'll walk right by it as it's right next to the stadium. You know, the talking bobbleheads that we had and all the different things that we're doing, trying to raise money in his name, you know, and trying to keep this alive. But, and I always tell people, I said, I'm not trying to oversaturate it either, because I don't want people to get tired of, you know, me talking about this over and over again. But I won't apologize for talking about him. But the next big thing we have coming up, if you go to forevermostrong.com, we've got a dinner coming up in July that I'd love for people to come to if they could be a part of it. You can order tickets on there. It's a farm to table dinner. And so many people have been donating. They're looking for sponsors. They're looking for people to buy tickets. It's going to be a phenomenal meal. And then all the money raised, you know how people do this, the proceeds, this or that, all the money raised, the chefs are donating their time for free. The lovely people, have donated their entire venue at Red Acre Farms and over on the Eastern Shore. So we're going to do this July 24th. It's going to be a phenomenal night. Dancing, music, a lot of white people punching to the lyrics.
That's worth it right there for me.
We'll have some Fish fans up there.
I'll pay extra now.
But no, it's going to be a really good night with music, great food, and all the money raised goes to Johns Hopkins Children's Center. And, you know, just even listening to these clips, I don't know, Joe, if I can put you on the fly, the one clip we were talking about with –
with Mo when we mentioned all the different things that, that he had gone through in the show, and he talks about taking my job. Do you have that one? I want to leave you with this one because this was funny, and this is how considerate he is. Somebody said Mo should take my job.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Jeremy, but after Entercom looked at the ratings tonight, Mo might be taking your show and might be going national.
See? I don't want to take Jeremy's job too early.
Too early? You want to give me a little bit of time?
Sure. Yeah, nice. I'm giving you some more time.
At least finish high school.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the one that got me in there because he deserves so much.
Yeah.
So much more than he got.
Yeah.
And you know, I miss him greatly. I'm still not right. Like I'll be the first one to admit it. It's so weird watching a kid pass. I went over to his grave on Father's Day. I went over and visited the grave, and his new tombstone is up for the people that are, you know where it's at and that are in the family. And of course, as we call it, the family, our group, we're in a little group chat on Facebook. What they've done there is just, it's beautiful. There's a picture of him and his mom, a couple other pictures of him on there. And like a little tribute to him. And I know, Dean from threadlevelmidnight.com, he's the one that sells the Mo Strong t-shirts. Somebody put a shirt there as well. So the Mo Strong shirts there. So I've said I was going to keep myself together, but it meant a lot to me. And like my wife knows this, and I've said it a couple times on air that I honestly thought about leaving radio after doing it. I don't know that I'll ever do anything as good or as wonderful as that night was. After the show, he was so exhausted, he passed out in his bed. He didn't even eat dinner. Like, he was nibbling on it. But you got to understand, too, at this part of his, he had no more cancer treatment. He wasn't eating as much.
Right.
We were, you know, trying to get him to eat. But as he laid in bed, he passed out. I actually sat out in front of his house, and I think I cried for like 30 minutes just thinking about what we just did. I mean, there's nothing that's going to be that cool in my lifetime to be a part of.
Yeah.
And that includes working with you two goobers. But
especially working with those two.
Yeah, but like in all seriousness, I do appreciate you guys giving me some time to talk about this because
absolutely,
it means a ton to me. And for people that want to hear it, definitely go online. You can find it. Like, just Google Big Mo Show. If you haven't seen the NFL Network piece, Mo just won 3 sports Emmys too, which is amazing.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
So he's still accomplishing things. And I know the Orioles are putting him in the Hall of Fame in August. Yeah. So that'll be a cool night to be a part of if anybody's going to go out to it. I will be on vacation. He passed away July 28th last year. And you know, I'll, as we lead up to it, I'll make a mention of it, but, just an incredible kid with, you know, an amazing heart and just cared about everyone else. And for a kid that couldn't see the world, I think he saw things better than all of us.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.